You know, I think we'll evaluate that, and I think we'll take a good, clean look at it from a legal perspective. But we've been responding to the story today from just a factual thing. You know, it's funny, I served as a prosecutor for a long time, and at its highest levels. And people come to prosecutors probably like they come to reporters with a lot of information, sometimes kind of crazy information. And as a prosecutor, you know, one of the first things I would do is say, well, what's the evidence of it? What's the corroborating evidence of it? Okay, you say X happened. What's the evidence that it happened? And, you know, that's kind of just basic steps that we would take to try to test the veracity of a kind of allegation. It appears that this reporter just didn't do, and he felt comfortable printing outlandish stories from anonymous sources for whatever purpose he deemed appropriate. But anyway, that's what he decided to do. But again, to try to test these things, we think is important. It's just never done here.